Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What up, baby?
Key, this thing on.
Nothing.
Yeah, there he is. He's
just laying out, letting the music play, man. You know, you always have to, always got to talk. You got to let it breathe a little bit, you know? I don't want to talk over my salt and pep.
Push it real, flop it real good. Flop it real good.
You talking about the Suns owner?
There's experience there in flopping. It happens. When you know it's a flop when both the hands go up. Oh!
Yeah, I don't know. Like, listen, if you get in a guy's space, if you touch him or something, he might try to create a little room. Jokic might try to create a little room for himself. That's all.
It's an experienced veteran right there, Key. How was the weekend, man? How was the game?
It was good.
You went to the Lake game, right?
Yeah, I hadn't been to a Laker playoff game in such a long time. I forgot the atmosphere.
The runway show.
Did you come dressed appropriately?
The runway show.
Because you got to know that the runway show dressed appropriately the whole deal. But I haven't been. You know, you got to think. When's the last time we had a playoff game at home?
Yeah, the bubble was, yeah.
I mean, other than I didn't go to any of the Memphis.
Yeah.
I didn't go to any of the Memphis games. So you think prior to that, we was in the bubble. Before that, we were not in the playoffs. Then we played in the bubble. And then before that, when was the last time we were in the playoffs? It's been a minute,
minute.
It's been a
while. I forgot the environment that the Lakers presented. It was a different – it was a runway show, Jay.
You're Joe. He's Jay.
Yeah, right? It was certainly a runway show for sure. Head on the swivel at all times.
Can only imagine. I realized this weekend I went to Vegas with my brother Scooter and saw Usher perform. Was with Usher. Key, yo, we got a lot of fans on the show, yo. Mm. Like, what, 50 watches the show? Mm. 50 was there. I saw Boys to Men. They were rocking out. Mm-hmm. We saw Chris Brown. That's another story.
Hey, what's going on?
That popped off over the weekend. That was awkward.
Hey, yo!
Joe, all of it, though, Key. I mean, Missy Elliott.
Elliott. Missy Elliott. That's a new one.
It wasn't
Key, you haven't heard her yet.
Cousin, Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott.
You ever met Missy Elliott?
Nah,
she
man.
She's cool, though. She got a couple of hits here and there.
Missy Elliott. This has been a late night for Jay.
That was an all-day thing.
It was such a – Key, yo, my knee was the size of a balloon. I ain't walked that much since, like, the AAU circuit back when I was 13 years
Vegas
old.
Will do
I couldn't
too,
walk
right?
no more, man. Yeah. I couldn't – it was too many people and everything was, like, parting the Red Sea.
How many hours?
We landed at like 11:30 and we went straight to the set of Next. And then, dog, we didn't stop. Like, we went to 8 different sets. We didn't stop until, we went to dinner at 12:30. I was like, yo, I'm not used to this entertainment lifestyle anymore. Like, I can't. I was like, yeah, we having dinner at Delilah at 12:30. I'm like, it's 12:30. Like, I'm ready to go to bed. Like,
it's 12:30 for you, though. No, but it's 3:30 for you.
3:30 for us.
You ready to get up?
But then they ended it with the Mariah Carey. Then Boyz II Men came out with Mariah Carey. You know, the Heaven song got me all crying at the end of the day. I'm like, Mama, I love you.
Oh.
It's just like, and they haven't performed together like in 20 years.
Oh, this is the first time you've got to like blow off steam type
ever.
Thing since your mom.
Oh. Yeah, all of it.
Oh, so
all of it was just,
all of it comes
it was
to
one
the
of
surface.
Those, Key, yeah. Watching the Laker game. Mad Cats are coming up saying, your boy Key, the Lakers, they're going down. I'm like, not really. They're winning by 20.
I don't listen to those.
They're winning by 20 right now.
I don't listen to those people, Jay, at all. Yeah. I don't pay attention to any of them at all.
Fat Joe, tell me all about New York stand-up, Stephen A. Smith. I'm like, but y'all just got blitzed. Y'all sat down. Y'all sat down, Joe.
Jimmy Butler's back. Go sit down. You know what I just realized, Jay? Look at Key with a sweater or a sweatshirt, but it looks a little more put together. Sometimes he'll show up in a – I'm just thinking, usually you'll show up with the Lakers. You might be in a Laker jersey, a tank top. Now all of a sudden you got long sleeve, black, look nice, like
he's
you can go out
cool.
to dinner.
He's playing the cool. Sweatshirts all the time.
Yeah.
I just had a black sweatshirt on the other day.
No, this is a little more put together. It's a little more fitted. There's something going on.
No.
Yeah, yep, something
I
going
swear
on.
It's the same.
Do I have any support on this show from the control room that Key is a little more put together this morning than most days?
No.
Yates?
Absolutely not.
No, I can't rock with you on that, Max.
You know what it is? No, you know what it is, Max?
He always the tennis coach, the AAU coach right now.
That's no,
he
has it's the T-shirt underneath.
Yes.
It's the white T-shirt.
The white T-shirt, maybe.
That's the only thing. Here's the white T-shirt.
It's a little sharper this morning. A little sharper.
But are your toes still out?
Yes. You like wearing white T-shirts underneath your black sweater.
That's right. It looks good. That's what it is. You look like me. I got it. You're right. You're right. So I think you look better dressed today.
I got a million different looks for you.
Yeah, you got long sleeves on and short sleeve shorts on?
100%.
That's how you do it.
Don't leave the studio.
Hey, man. That's how you do it in Cali.
Toes out right now, Key. You got a T-shirt under a sweatshirt. Toes out.
75 degrees, you know, cool.
Yeah.
I had an early dinner. I had an early dinner in Palisades. Mm-hmm. It was nice and breezy, so
yeah,
you know,
it was
early dinner. He got there at 5 o'clock. It was over at 10 o'clock.
No, Key. I got there at 4. It was over at 8.
Key, if I threw you a birthday party, would you jump me afterwards?
Maybe.
I don't understand what you mean.
If I threw you a birthday party, for your birthday.
Okay. Uh huh.
And you got angry. Would you jump me afterwards? I just want to, you know.
Why would I jump you?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know.
Am I intoxicated and we got into a confrontation?
Maybe sometimes friends jump each other.
Got jewelry on that you
like. Am I intoxicated to the point where I can't control myself?
I mean, you
did something to me and we got into a drunken fight?
But not even that. Like, wouldn't your boys jump me, though?
But people get drunk and fight all the time.
Yeah, but one of your boys jump me, though?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Would you be cool with that? Like, if you and I had some brother-to-brother mess, like, and one of your boys got me, like, is that acceptable? Is that really allowed? Like, because I would look at you differently. You know what I mean?
When the whole thing was said and done. What's happening, though, Jay? Or are they drinking? Is it a drink fest?
It's a birthday celebration,
when you
right?
say like, jump, did it turn out to be a one-on-one? Or is it?
Well, no, jumping ain't one-on-one.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Jump is not one-on-one.
So
that's we gonna fight. Like,
that's
we gonna
what
fight
I'm
me
saying.
And you, but
you just
other
said like
coming.
You just said like your boy. If it came into a thing where your boy and
your
someone
boys,
else
plural
boys that's
boys,
getting jumped.
Plural.
That's
yeah,
getting
jumped.
Jump. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You're supposed to intervene at that point.
Just yeah. saying, you know. Well, you alone, you gotta fight.
No, to answer your question, I probably wouldn't.
Probably not, right? I would probably tell my boys, yo, that's between him and me.
Don't jump that guy, show me the party. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not very smart. Unless they just didn't know you threw me the party and you.
But not just the party, the whole weekend's kind of like about.
They must have hated that party.
The whole weekend's kind of about like what I'm putting on. You know what I mean? Lovers and friends. Like, I'm the one putting the weekend on.
Okay.
So, you know, just little things out there.
Doesn't sound like lovers or friends.
Yeah. Frenemies.
Sounds like enemies.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of enemies,
where should we start? You want to start with Jokic? There's so much that happened this last weekend, but the last thing that just happened was Suns Nuggets. And before we even get into Devin Booker, and by the way, Jokic for that matter, the performances that were put on. Suns tie the series. It's 2 games apiece now. Everyone held serve at home. But
yeah,
Jokic got a tech because he kind of elbowed, pushed the Suns owner.
He nudged him.
Nudged him.
It just looked like a strong push with the way Matt flopped.
He was going after the ball, then the owner kind of got in his space, so he swung his elbow a little bit and got a tech for it. I don't know. Listen, you see the owner put his hand on Jokic's
man,
head.
Man, he flopped
away from me.
So bad.
Well, first off, look, here's a rule in basketball that if you play basketball on team sports in college, you know. And it, like Matt Ishibia played, obviously, at Michigan State for Tom Izzo. There's a little bit of that toughness there. Jokic went over to grab the ball. Matt Ishibia was like, nah, that's my ball. Like, that's such a guard mentality. Like, when you get into a little bit of a mess on the court, like, you're scrumming for the ball. You don't let go of the rock, right?
Right.
Like, you know, people, you ever seen that happen for a Key? Like, it's a jump ball, too. Like, Max and I are going for the ball.
Yeah, probably I get it, but go ahead.
Probably not. And I'm going to walk away with the rock just to let you know
maybe
it's my ball.
Maybe not.
So, like, him holding the ball away from Jokic, I get it. Jokic's like, yo, just give me the rock. And then Matt Ishibia kind of, like, pushed his body up into Jokic, and he got, like,
well,
get off.
Well, looking
me.
At it from that angle,
watch.
The
see
Suns
the ball
owner
gets
puts
here, watch.
His hand on Jokic's back, and what Jokic does is not exactly an elbow. He extends with his forearm to push him away. Should not have been a tech because he wasn't the first person to put his hands on anyone.
Yeah, no
he got his hands put on him. He got hands put on him first on his hip. He's like,
it
he's getting some space.
It shouldn't have been a tech at all, but the owner, come on, man. Like, you're doing too much. I don't care that he went to Michigan State. I don't care that he played basketball in the 70s. I don't care that he's a billionaire. He shouldn't be sitting on – owners shouldn't sit on the floor. Sit in the box.
Well, let him sit where they want.
Owners can sit on the floor.
Steve Ballmer sits on the floor all the time. I'll tell Steve Ballmer.
Mark Cuban, too.
Sit in the box. I ain't got no problem telling him, Jay.
Nobody knew.
I'll run up on Mark Cuban, and I'll tell him personally, you should be in the box.
I get you, but like Matt Matashibia just isn't recognizable like that yet.
Yeah.
People don't know who he is.
It's not a matter of him being recognizable or not recognizable. It's a matter of him getting engaged, like the Joker said. First of all, he's a fan. And when you start to act that way as an owner, you can't act like a fan, man. You can't be that way.
Or else you get treated like, hey, listen, let's listen to Jokic.
Well, you know, he ain't going to be treated like the fan because the fan that put his hands on Jokic got kicked out. Matashibia stayed right there.
Why did you retrieve the ball, Jokic?
Why did you take it upon yourself to retrieve the ball?
What?
Why did you take it upon yourself to retrieve the ball? The referee could have retrieved the ball.
Because Okoji was on the ground and we had an advantage 5-4.
Trying to get a break. That's a legit reason. One guy's out. Let's get the ball on bounds. Let's go.
Yeah, 5-4. Let's roll.
Quick. The thing is, like, Matashibia obviously holding on to the ball not to let there be an advantage. Right? Like, he doesn't want to let Jokic inbound the ball, the ref handed in for an advantage, going back the other way.
Nuggets head coach Michael Malone was asked about his reaction to Jokic's interaction with the Suns owner. Jokic had a very legitimate reason for going to get the ball. Suns owner put his hands on Jokic first. Jokic just created a little space. Here is Michael Malone.
I think it's crazy that Nikola got a technical foul in that situation. He's going to get the ball, and some fan is holding on to the ball like he wants to be a part of the game. Just give the ball up, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, they deemed Nikola doing something that was excessive, I guess, and they gave him the tech, but I still don't really understand it.
You think the fans, the owner of the Suns, made any difference?
I don't give a shit. I mean, I really don't care.
Yeah, I'm with him 100%.
100%. 888-SAY-ESPN. Are you with Jokic and Malone and the Nuggets case here? Or should he have been teed up because it was excessive? Seven-footer, you know, kind of pushing off. And
Max, some people are trying to talk about a suspension for Jokic.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Get
and
here.
Also, Suns owner, Sheba, he
again,
did the whole
Jay,
flop. Sat in the chair. Oh, my God, flopped into the chair.
Against
I know
what?
You against it.
Against what?
But against the owner, me saying the owner should be upstairs. Go be like Dr. Jerry Buss, man. Sit upstairs in a box.
Well, that might be the best way to do it, but they got the right to sit where they want.
Just, no, you got, they can do whatever they want to. They can close the damn stadium down and have no fans. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to be down on that floor, engaged and acting like that, come on, man, stop, Max. Y'all need to stop.
Well, if you're going to act like a player, you get treated like a player. Why would that be a tech? 888-SAY-ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So, last night, Suns tie up the series with Denver. Everyone's held home court, and there's a home court advantage in the NBA. It's 2-2 now, that series. But it's bad enough you're playing on the road. Jokic recognized last night in the fourth quarter, we have a 5-on-4 because there was a Suns player dove into the stands, right? So we have a let me quickly get the ball and inbound it, and we have a 5-on-4. Now the Suns owner, Matashibia, who was a walk-on 20 years ago.
At Michigan State with Tom Izzo.
At Michigan State, right. He's holding – he has the ball initially, right? And when Jokic tries to get it, it kind of kicks back a couple rows. Shibi is holding on to the ball. Then he kind of crowds Jokic, puts his arm on his hip, and Jokic kind of shoves him off with his forearm, and he gets teed up. You know, Jay, the problem here is – talk about a home court advantage, right? They've stopped an offensive advantage for the Nuggets, for the visiting team. But in addition to that, you tee up the Nuggets? You can't. You absolutely cannot.
So Tony Brothers was the referee for the game, Key. He's one of the best referees there is in the game of basketball, by the way. Good friend of mine, too. And they interviewed him for an official interview after the game. So I want to read it to you guys so you can have context to understand what happened. The question, why did Nikola Jokic receive an unsportsmanlike technical foul for the fan exchange late in the first half? Tony Brothers. The ball went over into the corner there, and one of the fans was holding the ball. Jokic came to get the ball, grabbed it away from the fan. Then after that, he deliberately gave him a shove and pushed him down. So he was issued an unsportsmanlike technical foul. Question. So he pushed the fan down? Brothers, yes. Question. It's the same fan that had the ball, right? Brothers. The fan no longer had the ball, but it was the fan that started with the ball. Last question. What led to him getting the unsportsmanlike technical foul instead of being ejected? Tony Brothers. I just deemed a technical foul the appropriate penalty for what happened over there. He didn't just run over and hit a fan. There was some engagement, so I deemed a technical foul the appropriate penalty.
I understand it's all happening very fast in real time, but on video you can see Ishibia, the Suns owner, the so-called fan, came after he held the ball and held on tight to it and negated the advantage the Nuggets would have had competitively, right? After he did that, he also went into Jokic's space, like under his arm, and put his hand on his hip. So Jokic was creating space for himself. There should be no foul there, no technical there, no nothing. If anything, Ishibia should be ejected from the arena, if anything.
He's faking with the flop, though, Jay. That's why I'm laughing. That's
key, the hands up. When
God.
And then, like Yates said, he falls directly back into a seat. That's, you know, look, Matt is extremely competitive. That's who I've always known him to be. You let go of the ball, man. Like I said, that's a no call. You just let that one go. But Tony
Matt
Brothers
ain't
is one.
Playing, though, Jay. I hear, but Tony, he's not playing.
So would you want Tony Brothers ejected? I mean, Matt Ishibia ejected?
He should be ejected.
No.
Yes.
He should absolutely be ejected from the arena. Yep.
Yes.
100%.
I don't care about him being no ex-basketball player and all that. He got a bunch of money. He the owner. Eject his ass.
Eject. You cannot put your hands on a player. First, he stopped a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
Right? That should actually be a tech on the side, especially when you find out it's the owner. But he stopped a competitive advantage. And he put his hands on a player.
When have you ever, Jay, seen a fan in – $20,000, $30,000 court seats in a playoff game
when
a basketball dribbles toward him, take the basketball and don't want to give it back. Like, when have you ever seen that? This isn't baseball. This isn't football where they kick a PAT or a field goal, it goes into the stands and you get to keep the ball.
There's tempo.
Or they hit a home run. No, man, stop.
There's pace and tempo. Greg in Virginia, you're on KJM. Greg in Virginia.
I want to let you guys know, man. Y'all have an awesome show. Listen every morning. Jay Williams, got a love-hate relationship with you, man. Hated you at Duke. I love you now. My opinion, though, is, you know, the owner of the Suns, man, I mean, he delayed the game, interfered with the progress of the game, and he touched a basketball player. He should be gone. I could care less what his position and status is. He's violating all the rules. And, you know, Jokic creating space, I think he's within his right to do so. And, you know, Tony Brothers, whatever his name is, he should reevaluate his career, you know, looking and making calls. He should go back to the drawing board and watch that thing in slow motion.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah, look, Jay.
Why are you laughing, Key?
I'm just saying, man, I'm watching the video making me laugh every time I watch it.
Because of the push-off?
The flop.
Man, he likes
it. The flop in the chair. Yeah.
Come on.
He sold it.
I mean, look, you guys could be on that side about him being ejected. Like, the ball issue, fine. Like, I understand. Like, it's not what an owner should do. It's not what anybody should do, sitting courtside. But if you're watching Jokic's momentum, it kind of takes him towards him even more. So, like, the push-off, to me, it's just – it's null and void.
But you know, it wasn't null and void. That would be one thing, Jay. But they got teed up.
That's why I said it should be null and void.
Jokic got teed up.
I said it shouldn't have been a tee. It should have been a no call.
No, once the owner holds on to the ball and won't let go, and that creates a competitive advantage for his team, he got to go. He got to go.
And you know, too, Jay, when people all up on you, like, you're an athlete, you're a player.
Yeah, you're getting worried.
He's a fan. Yeah, you all up on me, man. Back up off me. Give me my space. Give me my space.
You know what he was? He was a walk-on to the playoffs.
I'm asking for the basketball so I can do my deal, what I need to do with my team.
I agree with you on that, Mark.
Just because you're the owner, that doesn't give you any rights to do what you did.
You think that warrants him getting ejected from the game?
Yes.
Because if it was your ass, you would get ejected.
More so a team technical foul. I don't know if that's
no,
worth
no, no.
Ejection.
The reason
I'm talking about the owner.
Like,
the
I know
that should have been
because
a Suns.
There are several
should have
reasons.
Been a Suns technical foul.
There are several reasons,
not an ejection.
Well, maybe in addition, but there are several reasons he should have been ejected. One, he held on to the ball, creating a competitive advantage for his team in a tight playoff game in the fourth quarter. By the way, could decide the game. You don't know at that moment. Two, he then entered Jokic's space, like, under his arm and put his hands on him.
Jokic's momentum was coming into him as well.
No, he stepped to him. Can we see that again on video?
Show it.
Let's see it again on video. We'll break it down. He stepped to him. Stepped under it. Look.
So, gets pushed back there.
Okay, no. Can we back that up? We showed it. Okay, here we go.
All goes here.
Watch. Okay, so he takes the ball away.
See, look, Jokic went right back into him. See, it's not that way, Max. It's a little bit of the meeting in the middle, and then the push there.
Jokic went back toward him because the ball spent.
Ball spent out. Yeah. Right. Jokic went back in him. See, he's coming into his space.
Yes.
Jokic is infringing into. Look, a little bit. Jokic is infringing.
I would say the owner bucked up to him, Jay, on that.
Okay. Well, the owner put his hand on his hip. I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It's a little bit. That's why I should have just been a no call all the way around. Or if you want to give the Suns team a technical foul for holding onto the ball.
Yes, you might be right. But that's not worth an ejection. You might be right about that because Jokic's momentum was taking him that way. It's possible that Ishibia was bracing himself against Jokic's head. It's unclear.
But I would eject Ishibia in a heartbeat.
I hear you, Jay. Aki, I also hear Jay. One thing is for sure. The tech should not have gone against Denver.
I agree
with you.
It shouldn't have been a technical. It should have been an ejection from a fan getting involved in the course of the game.
That's true, too. How do you explain that?
You have to separate the owner from being a fan. You got to separate it. But he's the owner. No. He's got to go.
Guys, meantime.
Got to go.
Meantime.
There was a fan who was actually ejected from the game.
That's what, see?
There was a fan who was ejected from the game, not Matt, the fan. Yeah.
All right. So listen. Meantime, Devin Booker just had the loudest 36. You look up, you see, it should have been 50. That wasn't 50. The Suns have now tied the series at 2. Has Jay's opinion of this series, he crowned Denver the Western Conference finalist?
No, NBA champion.
NBA champion.
Yes.
Has your opinion of this series changed?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
We're going to get to Devin Booker and say, do you see this computer I have to use today, Jay?
From my
Zoom screen? They got a little baby computer, like from the 80s.
Play through it. Play through adversity.
My computer,
that's the first computer.
Won't go to the internet all of a sudden. So look what they gave me.
They gave Max the baby computer. You got
the
baby computer.
It's hard to see. I had a detached retina. I can't even hardly see what this word say. Where did they find this thing?
What is
it? this mini computer. All right. Devin Booker has put together.
What do you think your phone is?
What, yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No question. Everyone's like, oh, everyone's addicted to their phone. It's not just a phone. It's everything. What do you mean addicted? It's TV. It's the internet. It's the phone. It's the it's a microwave. It's everything rolled into one. Of course, everyone's on it all the time. Camera. What else? All right. Book now has one of the best nine-game stretches in NBA postseason history. First player to record 300 points on 70% true shooting percentage over a nine-game span ever. I mean, I wish KD would assert himself more, but Jay, it sure looks like he saw something while he was out that made him think, let me just feed this cat when I get back.
He's been the most prolific scorer in the NBA playoffs. I mean, period. Most prolific scorer. I mean, last two games, averaging 41 points on 79% shooting from the floor. Just let me say that again. 41 points per game last two games, 79% shooting from the floor. But they're playing faster. They're playing exponentially faster in the last two games since they haven't had CP3. You saw a campaign last night push the tempo of the game, which allows D-Book to flow into it. It allows Kevin Durant to play before the defense gets set. And that's where they've had a significant advantage. And I'm going to need Denver. Their defense has been DOA since they went to the desert. I mean, last night, 129 points for Phoenix, 57% shooting from the floor, 45% shooting from the three-point line. And that same Phoenix bench that have 4 points, their bench have 4 points, I think it was like in game two where Denver won, have 42 points last night. Beat Denver's bench 42-11. Landry Shamet, like 19 points, 4 threes in the fourth quarter. So when you start double-teaming D-Book and they're making shots from the outside, for as prolific as they've been, Denver's defense
You're
did
telling me that
run.
Chris get, Paul's they, absence helps did, the pace, right?
Did they get younger, Jay, between the combination of CP3 being gone right now and them not having to play in that altitude?
Probably a combination of both, Key. But you know, like the one thing, look, man, like your kids are CP3's kids, friends. Like, you know how CP3, to watch him play his whole career, Key. Like, he just pounds. You know some people that just pound the rock? They almost dribble the air out sometimes. Like, not like James Harden and other guys, but he's more so like, let me bring the ball up the court as the play's happening. Now let me deliver. Instead of just like, you go ahead. You go ahead.
He controls the offense.
He controls the offense. And now the offense is just, it's faster. The offense is more controlled by D-Book and Kevin Durant. And campaign is like, hey, take it, go. So what do you do in game five? Do you bring him back?
So if he comes back, do you bring him back? Well, if he comes back, do you bring him back off the bench?
You probably have to, but then you worry about
second unit.
You know, that altitude is a real thing, man. So now you're bringing him back after not playing for a while. And
but off the bench, you could limit his minutes.
You could, but the pace of the game has to stay the same, what it's been like the last 2 minutes. So groin injury, pace of the game exponentially faster. How do you wean those minutes if you're Monty Williams or CP3?
You're going to wear down in that altitude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the altitude and the pace, Key.
Same thing you're doing in Phoenix, you're going to wear down. But if you limit his minutes, then you could, you know, go, I don't know, 6-7 minutes at up-tempo, then all of a sudden bring him out, and now that next unit goes back in, and they're fresh and ready to go.
I mean, look, Mike Malone called it out. I mean, the defense for Denver just has to be better. I mean, you go into the desert up 2-0. You got to get a game. You get a game. Today is game four. In two big-time series. You have the Knicks and the Heat. The Heat are up 2-1. You have the Lakers and the Warriors. The Lakers are up 2-1. You firmly believe that.
Oh, wait. We up 2-1?
2-1.
Oh, yeah,
if the Lakers get one, if they get it tonight, 3-1, the series is over, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's over.
That's right. I forgot.
If
I forgot
the Heat
Ron
get 3-1,
again. Wow.
Series are over. But if you allow these things to go 2-2, I mean, it still favors Denver because two out of three games are in Denver. But now it's like that's dangerous territory.
Yeah, when I was watching the game, when I was at the game the other day, I was sitting there. I was like, really taking it in. I said, man, you know the Lakers might actually win the championship this year.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, but it's different when you there and you watching it versus television. It just is something about being there and seeing everything and people's body language and the movement and the frustration. Draymond Green gets the fifth. the fifth personal foul, he won't be quiet. He's still – y'all see him because y'all watching the game, right? I'm at the game, so I can see everything that's going on. He's just going crazy. I'm like, dude, it's over with. That was 3 minutes ago.
They lost their poise multiple times, man. That first
it was
half.
Still going on. I'm like, the Lakers might actually win a championship.
Here, LeBron after the game talking about we're one of the, if not the best team in basketball. Yes, this is why you could not count the Lakers out after the trade. And you see odds to win an NBA championship.
Man, these
Lakers
odds keep
changing. Are second behind the Celtics.
What
at
happened
plus
to Golden
375.
State?
Golden State's not in the top six. So you see LeBron saying that, and you go, well, why is that? Why might they be the best team in basketball? And this is why I always thought they had a shot post-trade deadline. They had the best defense in the game without LeBron. The best defense in the game. And they were hitting just enough shots. That's always been the formula for LeBron. Give him one other all-world player at least. And give him a team that can defend on the perimeter and shoot the three. Well enough. He has that.
They've won six games in the postseason shooting under 30% from the three-point line.
Right, well enough. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's very different than any other LeBron James team. Because they're Anthony Davis's defense, his impact on the defensive end has been super power-like, man.
And then again, Jay.
Super power-like.
Just like you just mentioned right there on the defensive side, and you know, being there, seeing it, they're like, probably not. I won't shoot that. I'm going to pass that back out. Oh, well, probably not. I don't want to shoot that. Oh, I'm going to pass that back out. It was like he was just in the space. It was intimidating for Golden State. They kicked out. They tried to make their mind up going in circles all the way around. It was a sight to see, trust me, watching him play defense. He had a better defensive game the other night than he did offensively.
Look, there is EKG. Boom, 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 boom. Look at AD, game to game, up, down with the scoring.
Max, when we come back from break, I'm going to tell everybody why I think Darvin Ham
may have had
the best schemes so far in the playoffs.
Yeah. Out of all the coaches. That's coming up. Did AD do enough on Saturday for Key to say he deserves his jersey retired? Yes or no? KJM, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
EKG strikes again. G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Anthony Davis, like a heartbeat, man. You could see the graph. Up, down, perfect. Every other game he has his scoring game. And I thought game three was pivotal for the Lakers because he was due to have his scoring game. And what you can't do if you're the Lakers is waste that game. You got to win that game. You wasted one of those against Memphis, but this ain't Memphis. But now that they got that game, Jay, to me now game four becomes pivotal for Golden State. Because if AD has his down game and you still win and go up 3-1, man, this series is a wrap.
You know, Jay, I don't know if you were here Friday or you decided, I mean, you had to leave at the same time. I don't remember if we were talking about it, but, you know, Steve Kerr, our coach, Darvin Ham, Max, you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, well, what if Darvin Ham, I'll coach him the next game?
Well, that looks like it came to pass.
Max kept selling, oh, well, you know, Darvin Ham, I don't know about him. I don't know about that. I don't know.
I'm just reacting to what I'm seeing in real time.
It's a chess match. It's a chess match.
It is a chess match, and it was his move, right? You just, based on what you just saw, you had quite a tease at the end of the last segment. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Darvin Ham.
So Darvin Ham put Jared Vanderbilt key on Draymond Green and put Austin Reeves on Steph Curry.
Two non-shooters.
So by doing so, guess what? You can no longer run that pick and roll with Draymond Green. That's what they did in game two. That's where Draymond Green was able to be a floor leader and assist leader, right? Because in that short roll, he can turn, survey the court, make plays happen, right, because of the mismatch. And they got AD in a lot of those ball screens, right? Now by doing that, you get the matchup that you actually want, Vanderbilt guarding Steph Curry. So now if you can't run that ball screen anymore for that advantage, now you're trying to run it with Kevon Looney, but you can blitz, and Kevon Looney can't make plays the same way Draymond Green can make plays. So it put Golden State at a significant disadvantage. It was a brilliant strategy by Darvin Ham, and they executed it extremely well.
And Key, my criticism of Darvin Ham was simply that Jay had predicted what the strategy would be. So I assume Darvin Ham could also predict it, right? And then didn't seem to be prepared in game two to do what needed to be done. But he did it in game three.
That's why Steve Kerr's move next. Mm-hmm. What does Steve Kerr do tonight? That, you know, not only are they at a disadvantage because of the crowd noise, they're at a disadvantage because it's 2-1. And you could just feel that this team is much better. As I said before, when they made the trade and they also hit a little bit of a slump and we wasn't sure what they would be, playing this, playing that, 7 seed, 8 seed. Oh, they got up, I think, at once upon a time at the end of the season, they got up to 5, tied for 5th place or something like that. And then they wind up having the play-in game. And everybody was saying, well, it was too late. I'm like, well, if you take this particular team, as LeBron James is saying, they might be the best team in the NBA right now. If you take this team at the beginning of the season and you had them together the whole year, the way this roster is constructed, there's no telling what the Lakers would be right now. There's just no telling.
And as it turns out, their bracket put them in, you know, it's not bad. Like they got, it's not like they had to go through murderer's row to get to where they are right now, although they're playing the defending champs right now. So maybe it works out anyway.
I mean, look at Draymond Green's stat line, okay? I mean, obviously he was in foul trouble, but, you know, played 23 minutes, only, you know, 5 minutes less than what he played in game two, by the way. 2 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, all right? I mean, in game two, in which they won, 11 points, 9 assists, 11 rebounds, facilitator. Like, the only two ball handlers truly for Golden State, Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Like, the playmakers. Like, Klay is more of a catch and shoot, can do things off the dribble. Jordan Poole is so myopic at times. He's a gifted scorer.
But it's always been this way through this era where it's been Steph and Dre.
Yeah, yeah, to create all the momentum. So you take that away, you make them a one-dimensional team, which is what occurred. Like, that's why I keep going back to what Anthony Davis is doing right now is so spectacular, because defensively, that's the momentum that is carrying this team. Like Kia said earlier, like, LeBron is still the maestro making things happen, right? But it's AD's present. This is what LeBron James has been asking for the last several years. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I have another alpha? And we always look at alpha being offensively, which it is. But, like, AD is an alpha defensively. Like, when he's not hurt. Like, he is a defensive stopper, guy that can alter, as Key said before. Sets up the block shots. A lot of times guys get into the paint, Key, and you see him come up, you're like, ah.
Oh, no, that's what they
I ain't trying to take that.
Many,
maybe I should kick it out.
Many times they was pushing to the block. And AD was there. They go, let me turn around and get it out there, because I don't want him to pin it against the backboard, or I don't want him, you know, I don't want to try to shoot this ball because he's so long. And first of all, he's already tall. Then when he extends his arms, hey, dude looked like he at the top of the rim.
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And everything is a rainbow shot. Nothing is, you know, normal. It's always something with a high arc on it when he's in the way. But you know somebody who's sneaky good, I was saying to Yates during the break, Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder.
Why do I always say Schroeder?
Dennis Schroeder. Spelled Schroeder, kind of, without all the dots, you know.
Yeah, I always think of Ricky Schroeder probably, too.
Yeah.
But that dude, man, I don't care what nobody say. Dude good, Jay.
I just
watch him with the ball and his facilitating, his handling, and just his energy.
Remember, like, Key, remember he kind of, like, you know, situation where they fumbled the bag around his, he should have been,
yeah. Well, they didn't. He did.
Yeah. Yeah. He should have been a higher paid player, but they
got
him
at cost. I'm worth $200 million.
About LeBron, guys. I know AD. Oh, offense goes through AD. I got it. I got it. If you swapped out LeBron for another high end, you know, a high IQ star player, KD, yes, but I don't know that they're in the position they're in. I want you to listen to something. This from Legion Hoops about last night, okay? Zero shot attempts in the first quarter of game three, LeBron. Yep. He finished with the first ever 20-plus point, 8-rebound, 8-assist, no turnover, and no foul game in NBA history. In NBA history, after starting with zero shot attempts in the first quarter. Like, LeBron, I understand you're running your offense through AD. I understand that AD is the defensive alpha. So that should make him their best player. I get it. Okay. But I don't think if you swap out LeBron just with another high IQ vet, there's something about LeBron's basketball IQ, experience, you know, size, the whole thing, still athletic ability, that has helped mightily in having the Lakers in this position still.
What million percent?
He goes into this series as an underdog, I'll remind everyone.
Originally, though, Max, that wasn't your argument. Originally, you were saying that, look, this has to go through LeBron James.
No, you guys said went through. I talked about the actual most important player. And what I'm saying is, by the time these playoffs are over, there's a good chance we look and go, wait, is LeBron still in the conversation for best player in the game? We might be asking that question.
Well, because now he's in a situation where he doesn't need to carry the load as much offensively, where he can be that closer.
Yeah, well,
right. But that's a byproduct of his age, man. Like, this guy will single-handedly carry teams throughout the entire game. At 38 years old, you're not going to see that as much.
Steph entered the series as the favorite, LeBron as the underdog. Steph does not have an overwhelming advantage. Let's see who wins the series.
Well, so you take a Golden State.
Will Joe Mazzulla be the reason the Celtics don't get back to the finals? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.